Welcome to Christian worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We gather together on this Good Friday and follow the order of worship contained in your service folder. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you have gathered us together at the foot of your Son's cross where he suffers for us. We are guilty sinners in need of your forgiveness, life, and salvation. All too often we fail to fight against the evil in this world. All too often we fail to fight against the evil in our lives. All too often we deny and betray our Lord. We have sinned against you, O Lord, in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Have mercy on us, dear God, and grant us your forgiveness. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of God's word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Look, O Lord, and consider. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Is any suffering like my suffering that the Lord has brought on me? From on high he sent fire. He spread a net for my feet. He made me desolate. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we ask you to look with mercy on your family for whom our Lord Jesus was willing to be betrayed, to be given over to the hands of sinners, and to suffer death on the cross. We pray this in the name of that same Jesus who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We join together in the common confession of our Christian faith. We use the words of the Apostles' Creed. They are printed for us in the back cover of our hymnals. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We join together in singing hymn 422, On My Heart Imprint Your Image, hymn 422.
Thank you. scripture reading for this evening is recorded in the suffering servant passage of the prophet Isaiah, chapters 52 and 53. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many as were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of our Lord. We sing as our hymn of the day, hymn 570, Just As I Am, Without One Plea, hymn 570.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our suffering and dying Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation is recorded in the third chapter of the book of Revelation and printed for you in your worship folder. Jesus says, "And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works, you are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, in white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." The book of Revelation is a letter that is written to seven churches in Western Asia Minor in the first century AD. And during this Lenten season, we have been hearing from these letters. Tonight is the seventh and the last one. And Jesus saves his harshest words and his strongest warning for this Christian congregation in Laodicea. But even this strong message shows God's grace. For these words are an opportunity for repentance in order to avoid God's judgment and punishment. God's discipline is a sign of love for his children. This message is one of tremendous tenderness and kind compassion. Jesus wants the people of Laodicea to be his own chosen ones. He desires that this congregation be alive in his name. And with these words, he offers them another opportunity to receive him in faith and to live in a personal relationship with him. Well, this evening Jesus makes that same offer to us. He gives up his life to do so. Tonight, we see Jesus die so that we can defeat death. To us who in faith overcome sin and death and the devil, Jesus will give us the right to sit with him on his heavenly throne. In our passage, Jesus introduces himself as the Amen, the faithful and true witness. This is in sharp contrast to the unfaithfulness of the Laodiceans. It is not that they have given in to false teaching. It is not that they were caving in to pressure from either the Jews or the Roman government. Their problem is that they have it too good. Life is easy for them. And because of that, it has been easy for them to forget God. They can say to themselves, "I'm rich. I have acquired wealth. I don't need a thing." Not even Jesus. They are complacent Christians at ease in their life. They have been lulled into a spiritual sleep by their lavish lifestyle. They now have only a lukewarm relationship with their Lord. Cold water relieves a burning thirst. Hot water soothes a weary body. But lukewarm water? That is good for nothing. We just want to spit it out of our mouths. Likewise, lukewarm Christians serve no good purpose. They are not conscious of their sin. They have no desire to share the gospel with others. Instead of receiving God's many material blessings with thanksgiving, the Laodicean Christians have allowed the good things of their lives to distract them from their responsibilities as God's servants and witnesses in the world. Well, that temptation continues for us today. The boat, the jet ski, the cabin or the camper at the lake is much more inviting to us on a Sunday morning than is Christian worship. There are those payments we have to make on the house or the car, and you've seen how high the gas prices have gotten. Well, that money has to come from somewhere. So we cut back on our worship offerings. We say to ourselves, what I have comes from my hard work. I can't admit that these are blessings from God. What will others think of me? Well, what does Jesus think of us today? We know what he thought of the first century Laodiceans. They were no longer his people. Did you notice the picture on the door coming into the sanctuary this evening? It is an artist's familiar rendering of Jesus' words of this passage. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That poster hangs outside my classroom door at St. Paul Lutheran High School. My students see it there every day. The picture is based on this passage where Jesus speaks these words to a church. How odd this image is. Jesus is on the outside of his own church, having to knock on the door in order to get into it. Jesus has become a stranger to his own fellowship of people in Laodicea. They have shut him out. They feel that they do not need him. This is why Jesus describes these physically wealthy people as wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. For they are spiritually bankrupt. They are in need of true riches from Jesus. They are in need of Jesus' holiness to cover their sinfulness. They are in need of the healing ointment of God's word and his sacraments so that they can see the grace of God that is right before them. But then again, these are the needs of all people. These are our own needs. And without God fulfilling these needs for us, we will be shut out of eternal life. Now, Jesus knows that there are some in Laodicea who do want him in their lives, and his offer of a relationship with them still is good. He says, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, that is, if they listen to Jesus in his word and in his sacraments, if they believe his gospel, if they receive him by faith, he says, I will come in and eat with him. And he with me. Jesus here is speaking of the last meal of the day. It is the one that had the biggest spread on the table, and it was eaten leisurely. This is the meal to which one most likely would invite guests. At that time, to eat with someone was a sign of close religious and personal fellowship. To eat with someone showed others that you were tight with that person. This is why the Pharisees so often criticized Jesus for eating with those tax collectors and sinners. Jesus wants to have that close fellowship with us. He has given to us his name in our holy baptism. He speaks his word to us in the Holy Bible. He listens to us speak to him in prayer. He gives us his body and blood present for us in the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper. Jesus welcomes us into his public and his heavenly presence whenever we gather together here for Christian worship. We can speak of Jesus as our friend, our brother, our Lord, and our Savior to our family members, our friends, and our neighbors. We can show them by our works that we are willing to pattern the conduct of our lives according to His holy will. Well, this close personal relationship that Jesus has with us here on earth continues in an even more profound way beyond the grave. Trusting in His life, death, and resurrection for us, Jesus will give us the right and the privilege of sitting with Him on His throne of glory. Jesus has ascended to the right hand of His heavenly Father to assume His rightful place of honor and power as the Son of God. But today, on Good Friday, we see that Jesus' throne is a cross. We witness the suffering and the death that He endured to be our Savior from sin. The fact is, though, that suffering comes before glory, and a battle must be fought before a victory can be enjoyed. So now, as the people of God in Jesus Christ, we fight our daily battles with our own sinful nature, with the world around us that is in rebellion against its Creator, and with the devil who wants us to share in his eternal condemnation. But the weapons that we need to fight and to win this spiritual warfare are ones that are supplied to us by the Holy Spirit. Those weapons are our baptism, the Holy Bible, and the Lord's Supper. This night is one of observing an apparent defeat, the death of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ, upon the cross of Calvary. But Jesus has won the victory over death for us by His resurrection from the dead. And on Easter Sunday morning, we will gather together again, and then we will rejoice and celebrate Jesus' risen life and our eternal lives in His name. To God alone be all of the glory. Amen. And may the peace which passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the Tenebrae readings, the seven last words of Jesus from the cross. The first word, according to Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 34. And as they led Jesus away, they seized one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. Let us pray. O Almighty, everlasting God, through your only Son, our blessed Lord, you have commanded us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, and to pray for those who persecute us. We therefore earnestly implore you that by your gracious visitation, all our enemies may be led to true repentance and may have the same love and be of one accord and one mind and heart with us and with your whole Christian church. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing hymn 425, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," hymn 425. Thank you. Second word of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, recorded in Luke chapter 23, verses 35 to 43. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at Jesus, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Let us pray. O merciful Father in heaven, because you hold in your hand all the might of man, and because you have ordained for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do well all the powers that exist in all the nations of the world, we humbly pray you graciously to regard your servants, especially our President, the Congress of the United States, our Governor, and all those who make, administer, and judge our laws, that all who receive the sword as your ministers may bear it according to your word. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We sing hymn 450, "O Sacred Head Now Wounded," stanzas 1 through 4, hymn 450.
Thank you.
The third word of our Lord Jesus Christ from the cross recorded in the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak, may the prayers of those who in any tribulation, distress, or grief cry to you, graciously come before your throne of mercy, so that in all their necessities they may rejoice in your manifold help and comfort. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You sing hymn 447, Jesus in Your Dying Woes, stanzas 7, 8, and 9, hymn 447. Fourth word of our Lord Jesus Christ from the cross recorded in Matthew chapter 27. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the church is governed and sanctified, receive the supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all your servants in your holy church, that every member of the same may truly serve you according to your calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We sing hymn 451, Stricken, Smitten, and Afflicted, hymn 451.
Thank you.
The fifth word of our Lord Jesus Christ from the cross, recorded in the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. Let us pray. O Lord, Father Almighty, by your word you created and you continue to bless and uphold all things. We pray you so to reveal to us your word, our Lord Jesus Christ, that through his dwelling in our hearts we may, by your grace, be made ready to receive your blessing on all the fruits of the earth and whatsoever pertains to our bodily need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We sing hymn 452, O Perfect Life of Love, hymn 452. Sixth word of our Lord Jesus Christ from the cross, recorded in the Gospel of John, the 19th chapter. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, King of glory and Lord of heaven and earth,
by whose spirit all things are governed, by whose providence our things are ordered, the God of peace and the author of all concord, grant us, we implore you, your heavenly peace and concord, that we may serve you in true fear, to the praise and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We sing hymn 450, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, stanzas 5, 6, and 7, hymn 450. The seventh word of our Lord Jesus Christ from the cross from Luke chapter 23. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, Certainly this man was innocent. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, because you seek not the death but the life of all, hear our prayers for all who have no right knowledge of your Son, Jesus, as our crucified and risen Savior. Free them from their error of unbelief, and for the glory of your name and their eternal good, bring them into the fellowship of your holy church. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We sing hymn 456, Were You There? Hymn 456. We stand for the praying of our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.